In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It is the Codex of Miracles, that is, an official collection of miracles of St. Rita of Cascia, that is found in some scrolls of the convent of St. Rita. There are two copies of this Codex Miraculorum. One is inserted in the Acts of the Process of 1626, and the other in the archives of the Augustinian Order in Rome. In total, there are 40 miracles that refer to the healing of the deaf, blind, disabled, and other various ills. Many of these miracles occurred when the sick knelt next to St. Rita's body. When a miracle happened, a soft perfume spread that incited devotion, as witnesses say. The first three fascicles of the Codex Miraculorum end with the formula, Et ego publicus imperiali auctoritate notarius, which means in English, and I notary public by the imperial authority, following the signature of the notary. At the beginning of the first fascicle, the notary Domenico Angeli makes a brief review of the life of St. Rita, indicating her high social status, and says, Quaedam honestissima soror domina Rita, which means in English, certain most honest sister Mrs. Rita, having after 40 years as a nun in the cloister of the predicted church of St. Mary Magdalene of Cascia, living with charity in the service of God, the fate of every human being followed in the end. And God, in whose service she persevered for the foretold time, wanting to show the other faithful a model of life, so that as she had lived serving God with fasting and prayers, admirably worked many miracles and prodigies with his power and by the merits of Blessed Rita, above all on May 25, 1457. The feast of St. Rita of Cascia was officially established in the Statutes of Cascia in 1545, to be celebrated on May 22nd every year with the assistance of the authorities. On October 14, 1626, St. Rita's body was examined, and she appeared incorrupt, as if she had recently died. Next to the tomb, 216 ex votos of small tablets could be seen, which manifested some miracle performed through the intercession of the saint. Of these 216 tablets, 108 were dated. There were also about 230 precious objects, such as candlesticks, chalices, silver plates, and others, donated in gratitude for some grace received. The nuns of the convent presented to the commission a cloth called Very Old, painted with six different scenes. This cloth has disappeared, but the judges were able to examine it. Some say it was from the year 1462 or a little more. The judges say, we can consider that this cloth is very close to the death of the saint. The judges describe it like this. First, when Blessed Rita was in her crib and five bees entered and came out of her mouth, in the presence of her father and her mother, who are looking at her and are next to her crib. Second, Blessed Rita is seen at the door of the monastery. Behind it, there is a tree and the image of St. John the Baptist, St. Augustine of Hippo, and St. Nicholas of Tolentino, with an inscription at the bottom. When St. John the Baptist, St. Augustine of Hippo, and St. Nicholas of Tolentino came in vision to Blessed Rita to become a nun. Third, Blessed Rita is seen dressed as a nun kneeling, and the other nuns standing. One of them has her hand on her head. You can also see the portrait of St. Augustine of Hippo and St. Nicholas of Tolentino, with an inscription at the bottom that reads, when Blessed Rita became a religious and took the habit of St. Monica, mother of St. Augustine of Hippo, and was received by the others. Fourth, Blessed Rita is seen kneeling before a Christ with her hands clasped, wearing a rosary crown, dressed as a nun, and with a book open before her. She has a bloody point on her forehead with an inscription at the bottom, which because of its age cannot be read. Fifth, The image of the dead saint is seen with two men kneeling before her bed, one of whom kisses her hands. There are also six standing women who, with folded hands, are entrusted to her, with an inscription at the bottom which, due to antiquity, cannot be read. Sixth, Blessed Rita is seen lying dead on the coffin with her hands crossed and a fence against the same place, where today it is preserved with an inscription at the bottom, which due to its antiquity cannot be read. And they add, "All this we, the notaries, have seen, we have had in our hands, and we have written down with all truthfulness, and we have returned the cloth to the nuns." On the other hand, they presented 50 witnesses. Of them, 20 were women. It is curious to note that of the 20 women, including 7 nuns from the convent, none could sign. Among the men, apart from the religious and ecclesiastical, there were only 2 who knew how to sign. The miracles narrated by the witnesses are 76. Of which 26 refer to them or to other relatives, friends, or acquaintances of theirs. Several of them speak of having heard from their grandparents about the bells that rang at her death and about the miracle of figs and roses before she died. They also speak of the miracles performed with St. Rita's bread rolls or those performed with her relics, especially with bits of her dresses. There are witnesses who speak of the perfume that came out of her tomb and of the miracles performed with the oil from the lamp that burned before the image of St. Rita in the convent church. A witness speaks of a young man named Angelo who was in a coma and everyone considered him dead. His mother, Doralice De Santi, a widow, got some of the oil from the lamp that burns next to St. Rita's grave. She anointed her son's forehead, and he regained his consciousness and health. A young Augustinian friar, 25 years old, of a violent nature, who had fought several times with other religious with his fists and had been punished for it, affirms, "Father Giovanni, confessor of the nuns, gave me 4 bread rolls made by the sisters with miracle vine powder and dried rose petals. I returned to my convent in Norcia and ate one and was freed, not only from physical discomfort, since I had a continuous fever that the doctors could not cure, but also from inner ills, since I stopped being violent." The apostolic proto-notary Colangeli himself, after investigating the process, realized that he had also been healed of a sciatica and a rheumatic disease, and wrote it as one of the miracles considered true, having a picture made on a sheet of silver on marble to leave it in his grave as a record and thanks. The process lasted less than a month, from October 14th to November 11th, 1626, and everything was written and signed by the members of the commission in the proceedings of the process, which are preserved. Pope Urban VIII granted in 1627 to the Diocese of Spoleto and to the men and women religious of the Order of St. Augustine the faculty to celebrate the Divine Office and the Mass in honor of St. Rita of Cascia on May 22nd. On February 14, 1628, he granted secular priests that they could also celebrate Mass in honor of St. Rita in the Augustinian churches. With these decisions, which authorized the public worship of the saint, her beatification was practically accepted. St. Rita was solemnly declared blessed in Rome on July 16, 1628, in the Church of St. Augustine, with the assistance of several cardinals. Many thanks for watching the video. Please also take a moment to enjoy these 99 Catholics videos, which share related content about our faith. And also help to support our channel by becoming a member. Details are in the description box below. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.